92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So since COVID started, people have developed a greater dependence on pets for companionship and even love, whether it's a dog or cat or something else. The thing is, many of these same people have a bad habit that's been poisoning or even killing their pets. Now, I'm proud to say that I've never consumed a recreational drug in my life. I know what marijuana smells like, but I've never sucked on a doobie or whatever the proper phrase is. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people across the country who use marijuana regularly, and even more so recently because it's become legal in so many states. The problem is, those people don't always keep the stuff in a secure place. They leave it somewhere where their pets can get easy access to it, and then they overdose and possibly die. It's exactly like the problem of guns in homes in America, which I talked about the other day. People say they'll keep it securely, safely away from their kids, but they don't, and then kids get access to it, and they shoot someone. Well, people are doing basically the same thing with their pets. And it's not just dogs or cats. Vets across the country have reported drug overdoses in iguanas, ferrets, birds, even horses. Horses! Where are you people stashing your weed in the barn that your horse can get to it? Really? So one vet said that people just don't think about their discarded joint butts or dried plant materials when they're throwing them away. They leave them places where animals can get to them. And just a small amount can be detrimental to an animal, causing extreme disorientation, distress, and anxiety. Now, I don't want to sound like Mr. Mackey from South Park just because I don't agree with legalizing marijuana. Drugs are bad, okay? But if you've got pets and you make marijuana a part of your life, then you need to remember that you're not the only one who lives in your house, even if you're single.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.